Turnout tomorrow in the election is not expected to be as high as it was 2 years ago. Still, there will be plenty of people voting for the first time. One community group in the Flushing District of Queens, New York, is trying to help with that. Flushing is home to a large community of Koreans, many of them naturalized U.S. citizens. The World's Alex Galifant reports.
The Ming Kwan Center for Community Action is a nonpartisan group based in Flushing. Executive Director Stephen Choi states their mission.
Getting people to see themselves as stakeholders in American society.
Koreans here live alongside many ethnic Chinese, but neither group tends to vote in high numbers. There's a lack of excitement over politics, even for a competitive race such as the one in State Senate District 11. Maybe that's because neither of the two candidates running is Asian American. But Ming Kwan's message to Koreans here is, that doesn't mean you don't have something at stake. So tonight, volunteers are going door knocking.
Everyone, thank you for coming.
Organizer James Hong runs through what needs to be done at each door. Use the supplied questionnaire to get a conversation going. Are you registered to vote? Are you planning on voting? Do you know who's running in your district? Check the phone number, get the email address if possible, and don't forget to leave some bilingual literature. It's a comprehensive plan of attack.
Chonghan and Eunjung, team number one. And Zena, Kevin Cho, Samantha, team number two.
There are four teams of door knockers tonight.
Feel free to go out to Main Street Roosevelt, grab a cab, get yourself there.
After a short walk, team two arrives at the first apartment building on its list. The main entrance is locked, but they follow a resident inside.
Thank you.
Zena, Kevin, and Samantha identify the correct apartment. The list says it's home to a 66-year-old man.
Kim 선생님.
Okay.
Yeah. He's male, so.
Male, okay. All right, females in the front. Do you want to write down the answers?
Oh, yeah.
A Korean-American of the right age opens the door, dressed in sweatpants and a T-shirt. Zena and Kevin leap into action, asking questions, talking about the incumbent Frank Padovan and the challenger Tony Avella.
Frank Padovan,
yeah.
하고 Tony Avella, 그분 두 분, 예 아시네요.
After only a few minutes, it's over.
He like went straight from saying, "Yeah, you know, I already voted in the primary elections. I'm gonna do it this time too." And I was trying to like stick to the script.
Yeah, you shouldn't follow the script.
Yeah.
Anyway, one down. And that kind of encounter was exactly the kind of thing Stephen Choi, back in the office, really likes to see, because it counters a myth about his community.
Asian Americans don't like this, or Korean Americans don't like that. Korean Americans don't like it when people come to their doors. We've shattered that myth. I think through our efforts, we've found that Korean Americans are more responsive than other communities when we go and we door knock in their language.
That may be true some of the time, but not always. Kevin, Samantha, and Zena arrive at their next door. The list says apartment 6E should be the home of 34-year-old female Jing Chang. But it's not.
I'm not a Jing Chang.
Is your Jing
Chang? I'm a Kim, okay?
Sorry. Thank you.
That's very unusual.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that the information is wrong?
Yeah, that means that it's bad address.
The information isn't perfect. But that's to be expected. Immigrant communities are dynamic. People move around, change their phone numbers. So part of this effort is simply to try and get a better sense of who and where the voters actually are. It means going out and looking for them.
Sanford.
Yes.
It's one block either behind or that way.
America's roadmap is complicated, on the ground and in politics. Reading the political map can be particularly difficult for recent immigrants. Again, Stephen Choi.
The Korean political system is vastly different in a lot of different ways. There's no voter registration, for example. So we don't have primaries and things like that.
It's basically right here. It's around these next two blocks.
When Korean voters, you know, immigrate and they become registered citizens, they have to navigate a system that is very different. So we try to educate them and then we try to get them out to the polls.
Doing that is slow work, a little frustrating at times.
I think you have the wrong address.
Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry.
But it's about building habits to last, not just for one midterm election. And Stephen Choi thinks it's work that's changing American politics.
You're definitely going to see a lot more Korean-American, Asian-American immigrant candidates moving in the future.
All right, so we're going that way. Yeah.
In the future, maybe, but not yet. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.